Up in the pickup, Beulah was almost hysterical. "Rufus, stop it! Oh, please stop it before someone gets hurt! Drover, do something!" Drover had found himself a nice quiet spot inside the feed barn, but when she called, he poked his head out and yipped a few times. I think you could say that Rufus wasn't worried. Well, we snarled and growled and snapped and tore up a large area of ground, but I still couldn't get out of the pinchers. Then Rufus put me on the ground again. I was completely wore out from the struggle. I didn't have anything left. Also, I was beginning to think the unthinkable, that I'd been whooped on my own ranch, in front of my assistant and the lady of my dreams. Rufus had them little eyes right down in my face. Ever notice a Doberman's eyes? They got no pity in them, no feeling. And up close, they can give you the chills.
Say calf rope.
Rain on you.
Say that Beulah's an ugly hag.
Never.
Say that you're yellow.
No. Beulah jumped out of the pickup. Leave him alone, you horrible villain. Let him go. He turned his head and showed her some fangs. That gave me just enough time to wiggle out and get to my feet. We faced each other again.
Hank, run for your life. Don't be proud. Run.
Cow dogs don't run, Beulah. We fight to the death. Rufus took a step toward me.
That's the spirit. I hate to kill a dog against his will.
He crept toward me, all bunched up in his shoulders and his teeth gleaming in the sun. He had a grin on his face, which was sort of disconcerting, if you know what I mean. Made a guy think he enjoyed this stuff. Well, I was still seeing double. Last time, I'd made a dive for the image on the left, so this time, I went for the one on the right. And it was wrong, too. Don't know how to explain that. I mean, when you try both sides and still draw a black bean, what more can you do? I dove at him and missed. He made a slash at my throat, but he got me by the scruff of the neck instead. I twisted around and managed to get one of his ears. I didn't tear it off, but I put a wrinkle in it. Drover came tearing out of the feed barn, slipped in between the boards of the fence, and started running in circles around us. Get him, Drover! This is the fight you've been saving up for, son! He made a dive at Rufus and nipped him on the rump. Rufus whirled around and showed him a mouthful of teeth, which just about caused the little mutt to turn inside out. He screeched and headed for the feed barn.